This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Washington, D.C.
What up? It's AWOD. Time to get up and at 'em. Start your Saturday morning off right. I'm Adam Epstein. This is 106.7 The Fan. We are simulcast. You could be listening on the Team 980 and in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at, as we are live and local here on a Saturday, August 9th. And I told you guys last week, said, roll down your windows. It smells like football is in the air now. It's certainly in the air, and it was on the air last night, kicking off the 2025 preseason for the Washington Commanders. We will recap that dud of an opener throughout the show today. I'll go through my studs and duds with a stock up, stock down report for the Commanders in their first preseason game. We'll hear from Ben, who's running the ones and twos. Phone lines are open if you want to chime in. 1-800-636-1067. We'll discuss what's still missing from this team to be a Super Bowl contender. Are these things something that can be cleaned up before the regular season? Can't be having Matt Gay, the new kicker, missing throughout the rest of this preseason if we want to have confidence in him going into week one. What do we expect to see in preseason game number two? Will all of the starters be back and out for at least a series or two? And I'll tell you why I'm Adam Epstein and AWOD Radio is holding out of any and all Terry McLaurin conversations this weekend. You can call in and talk Terry. I'm not sure there's going to be anybody on the other end. I want to talk about guys that were on the field, not guys arguing about a couple million dollars. So as we get to last night's game, you know, this was a performance from a team that in my mind is pressing so hard every day. That's what I felt like I watched. I watched a team that is working their ass off every single day, grinding, getting up early. They're working every single part of their body to the core. They're working it so hard, pressing. What happens when you press so hard? They deflated under the lights. But that's okay. These were not the starters. They'd been competing with our starters in practice and training camp, pressing hard to get better every day. So I see this result as a slight step back, part of a larger step forward as a team. I'm not worried at all. There were still bright spots, not many, but there were a few positive takeaways. When you're playing guys who haven't played in that role before, an elevated role, they're going to have mistakes. You want to get them out in the preseason. So to me, what I watched last night was a team that knows how important it is this season to get off to a good start. And they know their expectations are through the roof because of what they did last year with Jane Daniels as the rookie of the year and 12 wins. And so we saw a team that was all in for this offseason. And it was a team that made two trades, massive trades. Laremy Tunsil, Deebo Samuel. Both didn't play, right? So you're seeing a team that worked so hard this offseason and made so many major moves to make sure that they can take a step forward. This was just a slight step back and a larger step forward of a team that is getting better every single day. And so that's what I thought it was. Our guys were maybe trying too hard on certain things. I mean, even Brian Mitchell called out like Kane Medrano on the broadcast. Hey, you shot through the gap because you saw it was open. It wasn't the right gap. And you left somebody open right behind you because of that. So to me, that was a team that was just been pressing so hard in practice. They've been working against the starters. They got an opportunity, live bullets, to go up against another team. And they got deflated a little bit. But that's okay. That's okay. And I feel like most years, this fan base would watch what was. I mean, believe me, that was a god-awful performance. That was embarrassing last night, 48-18. I feel like most years we would watch that performance and we would freak out. And we'd freak out. We lost by 30 points. It felt miserable watching that. But to me, I took it as a learning experience. And I think that means I've changed and hopefully we've changed as a fan base here because our expectations have changed. And darn it, I think Dan Quinn has changed the culture. We don't need a toxic culture where everybody's upset after a preseason loss. There are plenty of things that I'm upset about. The amount of penalties we got is a disaster. The special teams was putrid. But this is a bunch of unproven guys trying to make a play in a position they might not be used to. I actually think the result of last night is great news for Dan Quinn. When I was at training camp, and I'm going back Monday and Tuesday, be broadcasting live for you guys Monday and Tuesday. You can check it out on the Odyssey app. Just search 910 The Fan from training camp. Dan Quinn told the media his favorite thing about coaching, he loves best about coaching, is teaching, individual teaching, one-on-one coaching moments. Well, there's going to be a lot of that this week at practice and in the film room. There's going to be a lot of that this week. And that's great. That was a dud of a preseason performance for sure, but there were so many teachable moments. I'm all for it. I think if we're upset as a fan base, then we haven't changed. That's my take on this. Here's my game one recap, and we'll start with the pride of Hopewell, Virginia, Travion Henderson, first touch in the National Football League from Ohio State to the New England Patriots. It just happened to come against our Commanders. Here is the opening kickoff.
And this ball's coming out. There's your speed depth. There he goes. Oh, there he goes. It's already a new season. The number two draft pick from Ohio State takes it 100 yards.
That was the Patriots broadcast from last night. Travion Henderson, first touch, takes it to the house against the Commanders, and it didn't get better from there. Really didn't. Sam Hartman got the start. And Sam Hartman is a cheaper option from Josh Johnson. He is not better than Josh Johnson. I understand why you want him to win that job. But he kind of failed. He kind of failed miserably. And, you feel for him. He's certainly trying hard. He got better throughout the game. But he just missed too many throws that you have to make if you want to be a quarterback in the National Football League. He kind of failed. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt continued to impress me. The hype was real. I thought Johnny Newton's forced fumble was the best play of the game, by far the best defensive play of the game. But there were a lot of missed tackles, missed opportunities, and special teams disasters throughout that game. Not just the kick return, but the punt return, the missed field goal. It was just not a good day for the Commanders' offense, defense, and special teams. I'll give you my grades. I'm giving the offense a D+. They could not move the ball down the field. I don't know if that was as much the wide receivers weren't creating separation. It just, to me, looked like Sam Hartman wasn't hitting open guys. I don't want to be too hard on Hartman, but that was, if we want to grade him, that was an F. Defense, C-. Special teams, an F. The three big mistakes, kick return, punt return, missed field goal. The first team defense that was out there wasn't awful, and the Johnny Newton play was nice, and then I just got so pissed when they let Drake May run into the end zone. I got so pissed when they let Drake May run into the end zone. Again, I feel like normally we would watch a god-awful performance like that and freak out because we lost by 30. I'm not freaking out at all. I'm pointing out the mistakes, pointing out the issues, but I'm staying positive here that there are going to be a lot of teachable moments for head coach Dan Quinn, and that's what he loves to do. So, to me, this was a team that was pressing so hard every single day, and they fell flat on their face here. But this is not the regular season, and those were not the starters. Those were rookies. Those were undrafted guys just out there trying to make a play to try to make a team. Let's get to my rookie report here. I did notice Trey Amos making a couple plays. There was a deep ball down the field that looked uncatchable because it was really good step-by-step coverage from Trey Amos. I mean, I just feel like the hype is real for Trey Amos with every single reporter talking about him. And John Keim, it feels like every time I turn on his podcast, he's talking about Trey Amos. The burgundy and gold guys talking about Trey Amos. All the coaching staff talking about Trey Amos. And then you just look at him out there. He's got size. He's got length. And he doesn't look like he gets rattled. That's a big positive takeaway from a defensive performance that was probably a C- or a D overall. Reports were that Josh Connerly looked solid. It's really hard for me to break down an offensive line, especially when I did feel like Hartman had pressure in his face for a lot of his time out there. We did not get to see much of Jalen Lane. Not a red flag, but maybe a yellow flag, a yellow card. Keep an eye on that. Why didn't we see more from Jalen Lane? I thought he was going to have an opportunity throughout this preseason to work his way up the depth chart. Didn't feel like that at all. Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt, a.k.a. Bill, a couple really nice runs. I think I was most impressed by the catch and run that got called back where he made a guy miss on the sideline there. I mean, he just is a spark. He's a spark that's going to get real playing time, I think, this season. He jumped off sides or he had the false start play, and you saw Brian Robinson on the sideline next to him, talking to him, wearing shades, looking all cool. I mean, Brian Robinson is still RB1. And I'm not ready to debate that with anybody because I'm still like, Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt's a seventh-round pick. We still have Chris Rodriguez. Jeremy McNichols looked really good in a small sample size. He shows you that speed, that quickness. So there's a kind of three-way battle for running back three. But I do think ahead of those guys is still Brian Robinson Jr. because of his ability to pass protect. And he's not going to, fall start. He understands this offense. He's going to be very much needed, I feel like, on third and fourth down situations and goal line situations. That's where he's going to be able to bust through. I just think he is awesome on just needing 1 yard. I want more than that. Obviously, I want him to be a 1,000-yard rusher. But on short yardage situations, we need a guy like that. He's our bus. Kane Medrano was average, I felt like. Didn't see enough from him. And so that's, I guess, my rookie report. If you think I missed any of the rookies, you can give us a call. Phone lines are open throughout the show. 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. What were your takeaways from the loss last night? Preseason game one to the New England Patriots, 48-18. A lot of moments here for Dan Quinn to coach this team up over the next week. You're listening to AWOD here on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. I got into the radio because my dad let me borrow his phone and call in and bitch and complain and vent after a Redskins loss almost every single week growing up, right? That's how bad this team was. And then they finally had 12 wins. And we start preseason off with a dud. But I'm not freaking out at all. It's preseason. You're overreacting if you're freaking out. But also, I'm viewing this as a very teachable moment for Dan Quinn. I saw this as guys that were working so hard at practice to get better, and then they finally got an opportunity under the limelight, and they struggled. But that's okay, because those are not the guys that you're expecting to be ready September 7th against the Giants, because 30 Commanders sat out last night. I saw a lot of moments in which Dan Quinn was upset, and he will be teaching these guys, and there's really no coach I'd rather have in those moments than Dan Quinn. Let's hear from Dan Quinn about the three phases of the game last night.
Yeah, all three phases. I thought it was sloppy tonight. We had 15 penalties. And in different varieties, you know, pre-snap, 12 in a huddle, illegal formation. We had two holdings, I believe, on a kickoff return, an OPI. Like, they stacked. And that showed sloppiness to me. And it was, this is going to sound so unusual, and the practice was almost just the opposite. And I thought, okay, you know how I feel about penalties. And so that did not make me happy. Sometimes with penalties, there's an over-trying that takes place. Usually that's with a holding. You know, he didn't let go. You know, like trying to make a play. But the pre-snap ones, that's a lack of focus. And those are the ones that irritate me and, you know, drive me up a wall. And so those are some of the things I talked about, standards that I expect to be improved in these 10 days.
I really like that answer from Dan Quinn. Over-trying. That is actually a good word how I would describe what I saw last night. It was a lot of guys over-trying. Like I said, because they're working so hard in practice because they know how important it is to make this active roster, because this active roster will probably compete for the NFC. I mean, I really think this talent level on this team has enough to compete for the NFC. So you had guys over-trying, desperate to make this roster. They don't want to be cut by this team and then picked up by the Browns. Or picked up by the Jags. They want to be in Washington with Jaden Daniels. I thought it was more over-trying than a lack of focus. There certainly was a lack of focus at times with some of those penalties. But I think Dan Quinn described it right. It was more over-trying than it was lack of focus right there, in my mind. If you want to tweet me your thoughts, at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan, Robert tweets me, AWOD, I caught the beginning of the show to see what you said. Perfect way to open the show. Squash any negative overreaction from any of the fans. You nailed the opening. LifeWave tweeted me. He said, AWOD, they are hiding Jalen Lane. I hope so. I hope so because I wanted to see more from him last night. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Barry in D.C. What's up, Barry?
Hey, what I seen last night, it was pretty much everything you said I agree with. But I think one thing they still need to address is that defensive rush. If they don't get no pass rush, man, it's going to be a lot of basketball scores this year. So they need to get a pass rush, man. You know, they didn't seem like they addressed that far. After the first squad, then the second and third string is no type of strength right there. So they need to address that, man, as it's going to be a lot of high-scoring games.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. I think that will be different when you have Von Miller in the lineup. It'll be different when you have Dorrance Armstrong in the lineup. I will say I wanted to see more of what we saw in that play from Johnny Newton. I mean, it's backups against backups. Our backups can win. They won on that play, and Johnny Newton got through, got to Drake May, brought him down, strip sack, fumble, going the other way. That's the kind of moment you want to see from your pass rush, whether it's the starters or the backups. We only got one of those moments last night. Let's go to Tyler in Richmond. Tyler, you're on the fan with AWOD.
What's up, Adam? How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to say I'm not pushing the panic button at all. It was their ones against our twos and threes most of the game, but they do need to address the kicking game issues because that's been a problem going back to last year. If you go back to the Dallas game last season, two kickoff returns for touchdowns in the final 5 minutes put the game away. So the kicking game issues have been a problem for a while now. But overall, I'm not pushing the panic button at all.
Yeah, I'm with you. Good call, Tyler. I was disappointed with the kickoff return for a touchdown to start it. I was very disappointed with the punt return that flipped the field. The missed field goal, I'm not panicking about that. I watched Matt Gay at training camp. I think he's solid 45 and in. He missed from 49. If he misses from below 45, I will start to really get upset about that. I don't view this as Adam Peters got it wrong with Matt Gay because he missed one field goal. It was frustrating, for sure, and we looked sloppy, and that's not what you want to see from your team. But I do think that was guys were over-trying, as Dan Quinn said there. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Mark in Landover Hills. What's up, Mark?
Top of the day to you, Adam. Great show, buddy. You were spot on in your analysis, my friend.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It was still frustrating, though, to watch that game last night.
Very, very frustrating, Adam. Very, very frustrating. And, man, they're just very, very, very sloppy. That's sloppy football. Not good. Over-trying is one thing, but when you don't control your gap integrity, that is sloppy football, man. That is sloppy.
Yeah. What was your biggest takeaway from the game?
Man, it's just I think that, like you said, there were some real bright spots, but they really need to focus more, and it's a lack of focus that causes all those penalties, and it's just they're really, really sloppy, man, really sloppy. They need to tighten that up. Anyway, man, great show, Adam, and have a good day, buddy. I'll get off here. I know you got other callers, but
Thanks, Mark.
You and Ben.
I appreciate care, that. Buddy. Yeah, I do think that Dan Quinn will clean this up. And, you know, another caller made a great point. I mean, this was a lot of New England's ones and twos against our twos and threes, and then their twos against our threes, and their threes against our fours. It just wasn't a real even matchup. The even matchup was Jayden Daniels busting their ass in the joint practice, right? All the reports out of New England, I'd love to just talk about that. Jayden Daniels carves up the New England Patriots defense. One of the guys says, Jayden Daniels, surgical in 11-on-11 drills. I would love to be talking about that joint practice all day. I wish I went to that. I told my program director, I need to be at every joint practice from now on. That's the good stuff. That's the juice There's no squeeze anymore in a preseason game. Just going to have a bunch of callers frustrated. You want to talk about the positives? Jaden Daniels looked awesome in that joint practice. Everybody was freaking out. He looked miles ahead of Drake May. And then we get to the game, and Drake May is the one making the highlights because Jaden Daniels already established himself and is on the sidelines watching his teammates. Man, did he want to get out there and play, though. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Maybe we'll ask you, was this over-trying or was this a lack of focus? Where are you at on the panic meter? I'm at a 0 out of 10. In fact, I am so excited that we failed miserably because it gives Dan Quinn something to work on. Gives him something to teach the guys, and he loves to teach. That's his favorite part of coaching. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. We're rocking and rolling here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. So good to talk about actual football, right? So good. We've waited 6 months for this. Just felt so good. I mean, it was a dud of a game for sure, but it felt so good to see the burgundy and gold back out there. The crashing of the helmets, the thuds of the pads. Our guys, Chick Hernandez, Brian Mitchell on the call, B. Mitch, right? I mean, I love B. Mitch so much on television. He's so good at that stuff. Him and Chick have really great chemistry. But it just, I love the home team aspect of the preseason broadcast. Even when it's a dud game, I do love the home team aspect of the broadcast. We're recapping the Commanders' first preseason game from last night. I told you guys, I think guys were over-trying, for sure. It felt like a team that was pressing so hard in practice because they know the level they need to get to by the time the regular season gets here. I think that's part of it. They know that this is really their opportunity, these backups, because next week will probably be the starters, and then the week after that's the dress rehearsal. This was their big moment to try to make the team, and I think some guys were over-trying. So we're recapping the first game from last night. Still to come, my stock-up, stock-down report. We'll go behind enemy lines, hear what Patriots reporters are saying about the game, and I'll tell you why I'm holding out of all scary Terry talk from now until the start of the regular season. We'll take your calls throughout 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. I gave you my grades. Offense, probably a D+. Maybe that's me being nice. Defense, C-. Special teams, certainly an F, and it started with the opening kickoff. Here's Dan Quinn talking with the media after the loss, the 30-point defeat to the Patriots, 48-18. What do they need to focus on next?
It's a lot. First, we do is, like, teach off it. Like, this is the foul. This is why it's a foul. This is the technique. And then you have to really drill it, to be honest with you. It's as easy as in a holding one, when do I release? You know, like, you have to drill that. I got contact. I'm in contact. Now I let go, where you don't see two different colors, you know, like for the referee where he sees, you know, restricted material being grabbed and I work to release. As far as the focus goes, those are ones aligning in the neutral zone, the pre-snap ones, like why wasn't the formation correct? That does take extra focus, and the practice for that is also mental work. Like our inner game is not strong enough if you have that many fouls, meaning in our inner game, our preparation for that. And so I'll work hard at that with the players.
I just feel like Dan Quinn is the right guy for the job. He's such the right guy for the job, such a leader, especially this week. I mean, night and day from hearing. I mean, I know it's preseason, but you could probably rewind to a Ron Rivera post-game press conference in a preseason game and put you to sleep. I have so much confidence that Dan Quinn will drill it into everybody that they need to clean up those penalties, right? I mean, you got to drill it into them. He's going to let them know this bleep can't happen in the regular season. It's August. You're lucky. Dan Quinn's the right guy for the job, especially this week, to clean up some of those mistakes. How are you feeling after the defeat? What bright spots did you want to point to here? I'm trying to stay positive. I'm not freaking out, overreacting at all. In fact, I feel like that's what happens when you're a good team. When you're a good team, you have guys pressing so hard. They're desperate to make this roster, right? Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, Ja'Cory Brooks, the two Ja'Corys, right? Kane Madrano, all these guys are desperate to make this roster because this is a roster they feel like could contend for a Super Bowl. And so you had guys over-trying, in my mind. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. We've got Elijah in D.C. What's up, Elijah?
What's going on, AWOL? Thanks for taking my call, man.
Yeah.
It's for me, it's not where you start, it's where you finish. Like I said, we did sit a lot of our guys. What I wanted to see and what our guys have to know, it doesn't matter if you are on the cleaning staff. It's like there's a certain standard that is required, and you have to understand this Washington team goes fast. So what if you have penalties, that is a direct that directly goes against, I think, where they want to go as a squad. Because say for example, if Johnny Newton made that play early in the game and then five was to come in right there, that's what I'm looking at situationally. I want to say, how can we push a team's game plan? Because I'm telling y'all, when September rolls around and we got 5 for 60 minutes and these plays start to happen, you're going to see teams adjust their game plan on both sides of the ball. And I don't know if we've always had that when we've had players that have demanded teams in-game to adjust. And it's not a fear thing, but you just see how teams think and how they don't want to give up certain things and how they're just trying to protect certain aspects for that 60 minutes. And when you have a guy like Johnny Newton, boom, you get a strip sack, and then five comes on. That's a game-changing spot.
Yeah.
And if they can continue to just have game-changing spots or that push pre-snap, we can't have those things. And that's just going to take time. When you, like you just said, when you're on a good team and guys are budding, guys are trying to make a name for themselves, these things can happen, but you got to be on point. And I said that before the game. I called in. I said, I want to be guys be able to get from certain parts of the field. I wanted them to know what their new responsibilities are.
because that's how you're going to get on the field on both sides of the ball. This is going to be an offense and a defense is going to be doing a lot of rotating. Guys are going to be moving. Guys are going to be going down to the line of scrimmage. Guys are going to be moving here and there. So for a young guy, that's a lot just off the jump, right? So we have to understand that's going to take some time. But this is the best, like you said, this is the best scenario that could happen because they're going to roll the tape and the coach is going to say, this is our process within our scheme. This is why we do this. This is why we do not do this.
Yeah.
This is the time that you want to see it right now.
It's only up from here. It's only up from here. You can't get worse than that 48-18. Elijah, I appreciate the call, man. Love hearing from you every week. Let's go to Eric in Fairfax. Eric, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Yeah. Hey, how are you doing, Adam? Love your show. I want to talk about two of the quarterbacks, but first just to mention that history tells us the preseason record doesn't mean anything, so I'm not worried. Now's the time to correct the mistakes.
Yeah.
But I was not impressed with Hartman. He had a lot of errant throws, and I thought Josh Johnson played much better. I loved his passing and command of the game.
1,000% agree with you. I'm gonna let you finish here, but let me just say, I think Dan Quinn knows that. I don't think they're stupid at all. I think they know Josh Johnson's way better. They started Hartman to give him an opportunity to win that job because I think he's cheaper, he's younger, he was drafted with Jaden, they seem to be friends. That'd be the perfect pairing in a perfect world. But from what we saw, he failed. And as much as I like Hartman, he failed completely, and Josh Johnson had a much better grasp of the offense.
Yeah, I'm glad we agree. And then last thing is, how many quarterbacks are we going to carry, including on the practice squad? Because I really think you can't have enough because of injuries.
Yeah, I think it'll be three because of the new rule about the emergency quarterback. I appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to James in Maryland. What's up, James? You're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, Rod. First-time caller. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. What's up, man?
I agree 100% with you. I think preseason games, you know, sometimes you can go 4-0 and don't do very well in the regular season. So I'm not concerned at all.
Yeah. But did you have any bright spots? Did you have any positive takeaways?
You know, we played pretty bad. it really wasn't much to really see. I didn't expect much. So.
Yeah. I appreciate the call. I'll give you some guys some positives here before you take this quick commercial break here. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. We're live and local till 12 noon with AWOD, so we will get to your phone calls. Don't hang up. You can call back, 1-800-636-1067. A couple positives. I thought Michael Gallup had two good catches. As he starts to get back to his speed, the next step is hitting somebody on the fly route, right? Beating somebody deep. That was a big part of his game in Dallas. Jeremy Reeves hits. Jeremy Reeves hits like he is desperate to start on the defensive side of the ball. Got me so fired up. I mean, he has been a special team standout for a few years now. He's trying to make it onto that defensive side of the ball for the regular season here. Johnny Newton forced fumble was the best play of the night. I did like what I saw from Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. I think, you know, we might all be sleeping a little bit about Jeremy McNichols. I mean, yeah, he was going up against, like, probably backups of the backups, threes and fours, but you saw the speed, you saw the quickness, you saw the ability from what we saw last year where it's like, hey, it's 3rd and 2, Jaden's got nobody open, just dump it off to McNichols, and boom, he gets 8 yards. Like, he has a huge burst as soon as he touches the football. I thought that was a bright spot as well. So it was not completely negative. Like I said, Johnny Newton had a forced fumble. Jeremy Reeves had some good hits. Trey Amos made a good play on the ball and a pass break up there. Not all terrible. But like Dan Quinn said, a lot of things they'll need to clean up. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, always available on the go with the free Odyssey app in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. That's where you could check me out Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m., always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Charles tweets me, AWOD, looking back on last year, the Commanders stunk it up in the joint practice with the Jets. No worries where we are this year after stinking it up last night. It was not fun to watch, but a lot of teachable moments there. A lot of things that I believe Dan Quinn will clean up. Like I said, there were still some bright spots. If I give you my rookie report, I think it's more positive than it is negative. Mark tweets me, AWOD, it's not true that Jaden was better than Drake May in the joint practice. Boston Radio was reporting Drake was better. Boston Radio probably reporting that they still win the Boston Tea Party. They love everything Boston. Of course they think that Drake May was better. I had several reporters that were on scene call into my show and tell me that Jaden was way better, including Travis Thomas, who's on the air on NESN in Boston, telling me that he was miles better than Drake May in the joint practice. I appreciate the tweet, though, Mark. Sports Grumpy tweets me, AWOD, this is my walk-up music when I call in. Let's go, Bill. I do think that the biggest bright spot has to be that Jacory Kroski-Merritt looked really good again. Two big runs for a first down. Then he catches the ball on another play and made a guy miss. I mean, it's going to be very interesting to see how that running back room shakes out. I think he's already ahead of Chris Rodriguez from what I saw last night. Chris Rodriguez with a drop. I had a lot of people tweeting me throughout the week why Chris Rodriguez wasn't getting more hype, more talk after he was a big part of the team last season. I mean, he came in as the fourth quarter man in several games. He helped us win, like the Saints and the Falcons. And so he's trying to make the roster once again. But that was a drop that was not good news for him in terms of that running back room. And I do think Jeremy McNichols can do a lot more than him as well. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Jeremy in Baltimore. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
So I have a couple problems with yesterday. And I'm having a hard time just pretending like it doesn't matter. Because, like, the really, really good teams, they seem to not get blown out by 30 in preseason. Like, the teams that are consistently good, like the Ravens, maybe they have a different approach.
Oh, let me try to answer that for a second. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you keep going. But I just want to say, my take on the Ravens and a lot of the good teams' success in the preseason is when you win 12 games the year before, you come back with a much deeper roster than the teams you're playing against. And that happens every single year, feels like, for the Ravens because they're so good. And so they have the guys that come back, and then they have these exciting rookies. Then they have all these guys trying to make the roster. The Eagles, I feel like, are that way as well.
Wait a minute. We won 12 games, too. I'm not quite following you. So I felt really personal, too. It was weird. Like, at the end of the first half, when it was 27-6 or whatever it was, and the Patriots had the ball – with like 38 seconds, they were calling timeouts and taking shots. I've never seen that. And then at the end of the game,
they're an awful football team trying to prove that they belong this year against a 12-win team.
Right, but still, at the end of the game, I didn't like that Quinn on the 50 with 2 minutes just kneeled it essentially when our field goal kicker had already missed one. Try to get it additional 10 yards, put some pressure on the guy, and have him kick it again. It's just so, like, that's my overall theme is, like, we should be building a culture of excellence, and that excellence has to trickle down into our second and third strings and guys that are battling and trying too hard and make, like, this is not a good, there's really nothing good that you can take away from this game. Maybe a couple of play. I was impressed with Trey Amos. He looks the part. I think he's going to contribute. You know, Bill is shifty, like you said. But, like, the caller's calling in saying, like, oh, this is great. This is exactly what we wanted because there's so many things we can work on. That's crazy talk.
Let me respond to that. So I think what you're maybe misunderstanding is the positive is you can only go up from here. You can only get better from here because there are 100 things you need to clean up. But my take is, look, there were 30 Commanders – sitting out 30 guys that were ahead of the guys that we played. So Drake May and the Patriots played their top guys, and we played guys that were between 31 and 90 in terms of making the 53-man roster. So it just wasn't fair.
What's your take, and I'll jump off. Like, didn't you get that feeling that towards the end of the first half, like, their coach was – maybe he got bloodied in practice and he was trying to take it out? Like, that felt like – that felt personal.
To me, I understand what you're saying. To me, that was a team that's desperate to make an impact this season, and they were trying situational things that they hope will end up in the regular season if they're playing a good team like the Commanders. But it's preseason game one. Like, yes, they were trying to kick our ass. That's absolutely true. They were trying to kick our ass because they were a four-win team last year.
Last question. Uh-huh. What's the philosophy by Dan Quinn for not playing 30 guys in the first game of preseason and then playing them in the – I'm assuming they're going to play in the second. I have no idea how many series Jaden's going to get, but I would think that holding 30 guys out would make more sense in preseason game number three.
I think the philosophy is this. Look, you got some good questions, and you have the right to be upset. That was awful last night. A 30-point defeat is not how you want to start a season after you win 12 games, all right? But I think the philosophy is we are a Super Bowl contender, and we don't need to play preseason. I don't think Jaden Daniels needs to play a snap. And this is the first time in my lifetime the Commanders have had a quarterback where I can confidently say he doesn't need to play a snap in preseason. We don't need to risk anybody getting injured. They're getting a lot of work done in the joint practice with the Patriots, in their own training camp practices against each other, that these preseason games are just a formality. It's just something for television. The real work is getting done at training camp. All right, if you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-63. I love how he was concerned, because that's passion right there. And believe me, I was pissed off watching it. I was not happy. The first freaking touch, Travion Henderson, who I wanted us to draft because I covered him when he was in high school at Hopewell, Virginia. Then he goes to Ohio State, wins the national championship, and he returns it to the house. First touch. Believe me, I'm frustrated too. But it's just preseason game one. I'm taking a positive approach of we can only come up from here. Let's go to Alex in Potomac. Alex, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, how you doing? And listen, I'm not worried at all about last night. Mm-hmm. The stats that I was looking at, Connerly, no sacks allowed. We have 23 of our 53-man roster playing last night. Because we benched our 30 starters. So, I mean, listen, we got to clean it up. We got two preseason games that don't mean anything to clean it up. Dan Quinn mentioned in the press conference that the practices were a lot more crisp. You know, the kind of the bad habit stuff, the pre-snap penalties, all the sloppiness of the game that didn't happen in the practices. That's more important. And as you said, I mean, you're going into New England. They got the trophy ceremony, which is also kind of weird that they did that in a preseason game. just strikes me as weird, but it gets that whole fan base hyped up, you know? I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Like the special teams, that's inexcusable, you know, no matter who's out there. But the good news is you can correct that. And I don't think we need to lose sight of the fact that we were a 12-win team. We won two road playoff games last year. That all doesn't just go away in a poof of an eye, blink of an eye because, we allowed a 100-yard kickoff return for a touchdown on the first play of the game.
I'm with you. Good call. I think this was two different approaches, two coaches with two different philosophies. Mike Vrabel, who you want to say, he got bloodied at practice. Oh, he wants to stand up for his guys. It meant more to him. No, I think that was one coach that wanted to make a statement. Wanted to make a statement that we're going to score the ball. We're going to put 48 points on the board. We're going to come after you defensively. We're going to play our starters because they need this work. He wanted to make a statement. The other team's approach, Dan Quinn's approach was, I want to get better. How do I get better? I put guys that would normally be on the bench in an opportunity to play. And I think we did get better. We got better because we got exposed in certain areas. It's only up from here. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.